Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title.
Please say Gabriel, President and CEO of the National Landing Business Improvement District.
Yes, and we are talking because there's a really cool series that is wrapping, actually. It's the final one. It's wrapping today, tonight at 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's called Fridays at the Fountain, the summer series. It's there at the water park on 1601 Crystal Drive. I actually used to live right down there, so I know exactly where the waterfall is. But for those that haven't been, paint them a visual picture of sort of what it looks like. It's beautiful.
National Landing Water Park is conveniently located just a block from the Crystal City Metro Station, right along Crystal Drive in Arlington, Virginia. And if you haven't been to National Landing Water Park, it's a reimagined space in the region's exclusive outdoor food hall. We have nearly a dozen eateries featured and great programming like Fridays at the Fountain, which is live music in a great park setting.
Absolutely. And when did big picture stuff like do, is this the first summer you've done it, or have has does it, you know, when did it start? Years ago?
So, Fridays at the Fountain is a long-standing community tradition in National Landing at the water park. But it's just been this last year, we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary this fall of a reimagined water park space, which now has nearly a dozen eateries, and a wonderful park setting.
Right, I believe it was like a redevelopment. You said like a year ago that they I mean the waterfall sort of wall looking thing has been there years, but everything else around it, in front of it and everything, it was when did that redevelopment start? Like a year or so ago?
So the reimagined water park opened in October of 2023. Water park had always been a wonderful community park space, but the new water park has a dozen eateries, great landscape. It's really an oasis in a city setting.
Gotcha. So that if the reimagined one opened last October, this would be the first, full summer that folks have gotten to enjoy this series, right?
Yes, so this is our first summer of Fridays at the Fountain in this new setting for Water Park.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Well, let's go into if folks come out to this again, it's the last one, but give us a sense of all the different some of the different music artists or genres that have performed throughout the summer, and then how we're culminating here.
We have featured a diversity of local talent across a number of genres, and our last performance will be featuring a local favorite, the go-go group Mambo Sauce. So people can come out and bring a blanket or a chair, enjoy a meal from one of Water Park's incredible eateries like Falafel Inc., Queen Mother, or one of our newest additions, Fat Fish. And there's nearly a dozen great options to choose from. But this is an event for all ages to enjoy great live music, and some fabulous food.
I love it. And of course, yeah, go-go is DC's own homegrown music, and Mambo Sauce, of course, named after a DC condiment, if you will. So it's
Yes.
the perfect title for the perfect type of music to close it out. And just so I'm gonna do two radio pieces, so it's okay if you repeat any of this answer, but
Okay, sure.
is there a way you could kind of list the different genres that have played throughout the summer?
Sure.
You
Let
said it
me
was a
just pull.
variety, but I think it'd be
Will
kind of
you?
cool if you can be like, we've had everything from jazz to salsa to
If
art, you
you
know what I
get,
mean?
yes. And we have. So Fridays at the Fountain has featured a variety of genres from jazz, funk, salsa, blues, R&B to bluegrass and go-go.
I love it. And ending in go-go, like you said, tonight, that's going to be great. All right, cool. Well, in addition to the awesome music, you mentioned that there are some eateries, and you name dropped a couple. Do you want to name? Go ahead and feel free to name even more if you have that list in front of you. I'd love to remind some folks where they can
Love to
grab the
be
food.
comprehensive for folks. Water Park features Bridge Coffee, Bubby's Plant Burgers, Cracked Eggery, Crush Pizza, Dolce Gelati, Falafel Inc., Pho Wheels, Queen Mother's Kitchen, Tiki Thai, and Water Bar.
Sounds Awesome. No shortage of different food to get. And so those are all just for listeners that maybe haven't been down there in a while, including myself, because I moved down there like years ago, before all those eateries opened up. It's are when you're mentioning those, are you saying they're just all along the road there? What is it? Crystal Drive? You're talking about they're like storefronts, or you mean they're like actually in the park?
This is completely an outdoor food hall. So we have nearly a dozen eateries, most of which are outdoor concessions. And we also have one indoor, outdoor water bar and sit down experience. And so you really get to experience the dining in a park setting.
Explain what you mean by the indoor outdoor water bar. Like, what exactly is that?
So we have a water bar perched on top of water park's fountain, which creates a great indoor outdoor experience where you can hear the live music and see all the fun, but also enjoy it from a unique perspective on the neighborhood.
That's awesome. And just to confirm, I mean, as far as the outdoor part, I believe it's at least it's billed on the website. Is it truly the region's only outdoor food hall? Like, explain that distinction. That's cool.
Really is the region's only outdoor food hall. We have nearly a dozen eateries. Most of them are women and minority-owned businesses. It's really featuring the best of the region. Our partners at JBG Smith have done a great job in curating an amazing mix of retailers in this space, entrepreneurs that are almost food incubators for our area, and they really feature some amazing variety of food for our region.
Awesome. And a lot of the eateries that we've discussed are part of, obviously it's part of this outdoor food hall right there by the park, in the park. But also expand it out a little bit for, for all the foot traffic that's coming. Plug some of the other local restaurants that might be there along the street. Like there's the Alamo Movie Theater there now. Like it's a really hopping spot.
Water Park is in the heart of National Landing along Crystal Drive in a stretch that is fast transforming with some of the most exciting businesses in the DMV, including we've got an Alamo Cinema Draft House Theater, as well as Mazadar. We have Tacombe, great tacos at Tacombe's. We also have a very new concept by Peter Chang. That's Ni Hao. We have recently opened Tate's on the corner. Just so many places to choose from. And of course, if you need an ice cream, we've got a Van Leeuwen also that opened up around the corner from Water Park.
It's so cool. I'm actually really jealous that that Alamo Draft House and the water park came in after I had moved away. But this is a reason everybody. It's a hopping spot, everybody. It's amazing. And I even love sort of the rebranding of how it's all National Landing, which combines what Crystal City, Pentagon City, Potomac Yard. Like it's like the whole thing. It's one of the coolest, fastest growing spots in the DMV. Speak to that transformation a little bit, like well, you work for the bid, so you're actually perfect to talk to it. Like when Crystal City was first sort of designed years and years ago, it was like sort of the what was revolutionary at the time was the idea of like those underground tunnels, like sort of an underground mall kind of a thing. And as we've seen pandemic and otherwise, like just society has sort of shifted away from like malls in general. But talk about how sort of National Landing has really helped Crystal City change from, it was on the cutting edge back then, and once that sort of fell out of favor, that the mall thing underground, now you're reinventing in a whole new way. You're always like trying to push the boundaries.
So National Landing, the Crystal City, Pentagon City, and Potomac Yard area has been evolving with all the changes in our region. It's now the fastest growing district in the DMV, with tons of new residences and businesses opening regularly. And it's a hub of excitement and energy. And it's been exciting to see the neighborhood evolve as a place for innovation, for great employers like Amazon, but also great businesses and a lot of community pride as well.
That's awesome. Well, I think I have more than enough to work with. I guess in closing, pretend that I'm not even here, like you're talking directly to our listeners. Invite them out, you know, say, hey, if you're looking for something to do, it's a Friday, you know, to kick off the weekend. And make sure to mention, you know, it's free and out and it's your last
Right.
chance to do it too. Like really just invite them out and sort of the urgency of it, because it's the last chance this summer.
But join us for the grand finale of Fridays at the Fountain tonight from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at National Landing Water Park, the region's exclusive outdoor food hall, located conveniently in the heart of National Landing, and just a block from Crystal City Metro. Fridays at the Fountain is a wonderful event. It's for all ages. It's free. You can enjoy live music, nearly a dozen eateries to choose from. This is a great event, and it's your last chance to check it out. And we'll have our local favorite, the Go-Go group, Mambo Sauce. And so come out, bring your blanket, grab a meal from one of our incredible eateries. It's really a great option for the whole family.
Perfectly said. And also, I just got an idea to kind of tack something else, a final little tidbit on the end there. Because that soundbite was perfect for folks that are, you know, in town, but, you know, ending their work week and wanting to unwind. But tack another little postscript on there about, you know what, even if you're leaving town, if you're flying out of Reagan National and you have a little time to kill before your flight, hop on over.
That's great. So headed out of town this weekend at National Airport, you can still have an opportunity to check out the live music at Water Park at Fridays at the Fountain. We're conveniently located just minutes from the airport. So this is a great stop tonight, or really any time, to grab a bite before you catch your flight.
Awesome. Well, everybody, again, it's Fridays at the Fountain, the summer series. It's the last time to do it this summer. It's tonight, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the water park located at 1601 Crystal Drive in Crystal City, Virginia. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Great. Thank you so much.